Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, I want to talk about a poll that just came out. This may be some good news. Poll came out with a very, very large base. The margin of error is only 1%, so it's very, very accurate. And this Biden, 46, Trump, 41. In 2024, Biden runs against Trump. By 5 points, he beats him. If Biden runs against DeSantis, 45 Biden, 41 DeSantis, he beats him by 4 points. Believe it or not, Kamala Harris, everybody keeps going, oh, Kamala, she can't run. Well, Kamala Harris beats Trump 46-44. You know, not as well as Biden, but she beats him, and Harris beats DeSantis 43-42, although that is margin of error. I think that people are starting to pay attention to things that are going on, the overturn of Roe v. Wade, but also the attack on our democracy, January 6th. And one other good thing before we go to the lines, Pence, you know, you figure he's a dead man walking, right? Well, he appeared the other day in front of the Republican Standing Committee meeting. That's the largest conservative caucus in Congress. Pence was the head of it at one time when he was in Congress. They gave him an ovation. They applauded for him. And he said, I did what I had to do. And they all said afterwards, you're absolutely right. There, I think, is a growing wave, maybe in both parties, that enough is enough of Trump. And even on the conservative side, I mean, it was a truism when people said, if the conviction phase of the two impeachments over Ukraine and January 6th had been secret ballot, almost every Republican would have voted to convict Trump in the Senate and get him out of there. So this is all good. We're going to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend, thanks for going. What's your mind, Gary?
About a week ago, I was watching on TV Josh Hawley talking to this Professor Bridges from Berkeley, and the exchange went back and forth, and I'm sure you and your listeners watched it along with most of the people in this country. And the question was, can a trans man have give birth? And according to this professor from Berkeley, she said yes. What is your opinion on it? I mean, am I nuts? Is everybody nuts? Or is she just crazy?
Right. No, I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see it on television, but I read it in the Wall Street Journal, and they put the entire transcript there, Gary. So I am going to say this. Biologically, only a woman can have a baby, obviously. Some women choose to try to be trans and become men. And in my view, they should be protected from bullying and they should be respected. You know, different strokes for different folks. Everybody should control his own body. But biologically, there's no question that you have to have the biology to have a baby if you're going to have a baby. The mistake that I think that professor made, and I did not like her answers, and I read them, and I read more of them than you just described, where she was afraid to answer the question. And so, and by the way, Josh Hawley, I have no sympathy for him. He is the guy that gave a raised fist to the insurrectionists and then was afraid and ran away when they came after him. And he's, in my view, part of the Trump problem. But putting that aside for a second, he asked the question as you just described it. And instead of answering it, this Berkeley law professor said something entirely different. Like, well, I think there are too many transphobic people in society and we got to do this and that. And he said, well, okay, put that aside for a second. Do you think that a man can have a baby? And she wouldn't answer it. Well, the obvious answer would be biologically, you have to be a woman biologically to have a baby. But a woman can decide that she wants to be transgender, and that is her right, and she deserves to be protected from bullying. somebody wrote a letter to the editor, Gary. It was kind of interesting, where it said, whatever students takes that woman's class at Berkeley, should next time they take her exam, say, I don't want to answer your question. I'm going to answer this question. No, the short answer, Gary, is I didn't agree with her. She did a terrible job. You're right. I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal as well as the New York Times because I can't stand either editorials half the time, but the other half, I agree with one or the other. That's where I am. So it's not a question, you know, biologically, can you or I have a baby? No, we can't. But somebody who's biologically female can have a baby. And then if she chooses to be trans, that is her right. We don't want to discriminate against her. And one thing I'm going to point out that's very disturbing to me, 1 in 5 trans people in this country attempt suicide. 1 in 5. That's a terrible thing. I don't like to see people bullied and all that kind of stuff. So my recommendation to the Republican Party, not that anybody ever takes my recommendations, is instead of trying to make that an issue, because of course you have to be biologically a woman to have a baby, but there are trans people, maybe approach with a little more compassion. There was a guy in Missouri, conservative Republican, and his teenage daughter was trans. She wanted to be, male. And he wouldn't let her wear boys' clothing and all this. And she got so despondent. Finally, he said, I love my daughter. She can wear whatever clothes she wants, you know? I mean, what the heck? Life is short, different strokes for different folks. But to your biological question, obviously you have to be biologically a woman to have a baby. Right, so what? But I don't want to see folks commit suicide. Gary, I enjoy your calls. You are a principled conservative. I appreciate that. And you always have a forum on this show, and I'm happy to talk to you. Next, we're going to Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Great show. Just a little bit about Josh Hawley after I seen what he did last night. The man to me is a coward.
he was running away.
He wants other people to go to do the dirty work, much like Trump, who is will go down in history as the worst president this country has ever had. He'll be in the history books with Benedict Arnold. I just like to say the women on the G6 investigation are very brave. The Republican women that testified there, they're enduring death threats, and which is just as low as it gets. And also, Liz Cheney's a brave woman. She's going through death threats. Also, that's a sad situation that country is in that people, you know, call on the phone and threaten to kill somebody. I don't. The Republicans ought to be ashamed of themselves or whoever's making the calls. The lady, I forget her name, from Virginia. The congresswoman that ran it last night.
Elaine Luria.
Boy, she's good. A Navy veteran, I think. She's a veteran anyway. But she was awesome. She should have been running the whole thing from the beginning. They were just, amazing. So kudos to the women. They have more courage than the men. And the last thing I want to say here is the Republicans in this state that are still on the Trump train after last night, I don't get it. You can be Republicans, but this guy is, I don't know how it gets any lower. If you watched the hearing last night, which I don't know why you wouldn't, it's history. It's just god awful what the man did. All right, you have a great weekend on the upside, and see you on Monday.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Paul. Thanks for your comments, as always. Let me comment on Paul's comments. What he said is absolutely right. And a couple of things. Liz Cheney made the point that the people who have testified have all been Republicans, except for the two women from Georgia who were poll workers, the mother-daughter, and one of the officers at one point. But, you know, Cassidy Hutchinson, you know, Sarah Matthews in particular was terrific. And, you know, and they are gutsy. Cassidy Hutchinson is in the witness protection program with her family, with full security 24/7. She's getting death threats. Why are these people not being prosecuted? Why were there more than 1,000 death threats reported to the Department of Justice in the last 12 months with one conviction? Why are people splitting hairs saying that, what, you have a First Amendment right? As long as you don't say, I'm going to kill you, if you say, I predict someone will kill you, that's intimidating. It's intimidating to send messages to witnesses in advance saying, a certain person knows you're testifying, you know you'll do the right thing, he reads transcripts. Arrest him. Arrest them for doing that. If they want to go First Amendment, go pulling that, try it in front of the jury. And Elaine Lurie is great. She's the congresswoman from Norfolk, Virginia. I was stationed in Little Creek, right next to Norfolk. Tough area, a lot of military. She was a Annapolis grad and spent 20 years in and got out with the rank of commander. Keep an eye on her. She's going places. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Thanks for dialing in, everybody. I'm signing off for today. Matt.